And I'm here with Christian recording artist Erica Lane. Erica, welcome to the Android Brunette Show.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
So, for those who may not know you, share with us a little bit of background about the first time maybe you stepped up to a mic and some background about how you started singing music.
Oh gosh. Since I was a little kid, I always loved to sing. And my mom gave me a few opportunities to get up in church, and kind of get started. I was terrified, but that's how I got my start. And then I think when I hit around 11 or 12, I realized that I might want to get pretty serious about singing. And so I started listening to cassette tapes of Disney songs and started kind of teaching myself some singing techniques by hearing those singers. And then as I got older in high school, I tried out for things like Allstate, choir and stuff like that, and I made it, and I started, becoming successful as a singer as a teenager, and then went ahead and decided to major in music in college, and so I have a music degree from Texas Tech, where I got probably my best training, of course, and decided to be a professional musician from there. So that's a very short version of it.
You've had some incredible opportunities to perform alongside folks like George Lopez, Shonda Pierce, Candace Cameron Bure, and many more. Share with us what those experiences had to be like.
Yes, so those were events where I would sing at the event and then they would speak. And it was really cool that I got to be there on the stage, at the same event as them and kind of share that platform. And I think some of those were many years ago, but it all kind of lined up as it's funny though that I opened more for actors than I did bands, you know what I mean? But that's kind of how it happened. And so I remember meeting Candace Cameron Bure and talking with her, and she was so mild in her manner, you see her on TV and she's so outspoken and you think, what an outgoing person, but she was very reserved and very kind, and it was kind of a surprise because you realize, oh, I'm not meeting the actor, I'm meeting the real person, and you get to know the real person. It's such a pleasure to get to know people like her and her faith and her family values and things like that. And then you get to go back and watch them on the screen and see, understand where their heart is, And so it was really cool meeting those people. And as I continue to do different things in my life as a musician, I get to meet different people. So I feel like God has really blessed me.
I'm sure there's been many that you've got to come across and meet over the years, but is there one that really just sticks out to you that you'll never forget?
There is actually, it is, oh my gosh, what is his name? He was Lieutenant Dan, Gary Sinise. Gary Sinise is his name. And he played Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump. And I remember when I lived in California many years ago, I met him on a set. I was just doing some like extra acting, like background acting. It wasn't anything big. And so I remember he came up and he introduced himself to me and a few others, and he didn't have to. He was the star of, I think it was CIS something or NCIS New York. I'm not sure, but he was so gracious and so kind, and made us all feel welcome. And I just remember that really standing out. And it, I felt like God was there. I felt like the kindness of God was just kind of shining through him. And then, later I learned about his band and how he helps out veterans and goes and does shows. I thought that was really cool. So he was one that really stood out to me.
So Christmas time is in the air, and I mean, it seems like it's just come like that since Thanksgiving was here. And many have traditions that they love to do with their family. What would be one of your favorite Christmas traditions?
Oh goodness, that's a great question. I think one of my favorite traditions, and it's probably not so rare, I'm sure a lot of families do it, but getting around the piano. singing Christmas carols. I did that just yesterday. I was visiting my mom down in the Houston area, and we gathered around, and she was sitting down playing Christmas carols with her grandkids, and we had a great time. I think it just grows.
What about favorite childhood Christmas memory?
Oh, okay. So when I was growing up, my dad would gather us around the living room, and he would read the Christmas story, the traditional Christmas story from the Bible. And then we got to go and open a Christmas gift on Christmas Eve. And then, just one to kind of get a taste for it and get all excited. And then on Christmas morning, we'd tear into all the presents. So that was a tradition from growing up. It was a lot of fun.
So many may or may not know that you recently just released a brand new single, Christmas song, called The Friendly Beast, which was, is an amazing song. Share with us why that Christmas carol means so much to you.
It is such a neat song, and it's an old traditional English tune from years and years ago that has been covered by several artists. I first heard it when Garth Brooks performed it on his Christmas album, like a couple of decades ago. And I remember it always just was a song that really stood out to me, and it's kind of an endearing, nostalgic song. It kind of takes you into the song where you feel like you're there. And the animals that might have been present at the birth of Jesus are the ones that are featured in the story, in the song. And they talk, there's a donkey, there's a camel, cow, dove, sheep, and these animals are basically presenting their perspectives. What is it like to be to have the privilege of being there where the Christ child is? And then what the really cool thing is about the song, I think, is that at the end, the animals are thanking Jesus for the gift that he gave. So yes, they're all bringing gifts, the wise men are bringing gifts, but really it's all about God's gift to us through Jesus Christ. And so it ties it all in, and it's a beautiful story. And that's why I chose it.
And you know, it goes back to what the Bible says. I believe it's in the book of Psalms that says every living thing that has breath is going to praise him for an eternity. And
Yes.
you know, when you listen to the song and you hear the different points of view from the different animals, for me personally, I just close my eyes and I picture in my mind what it would have been like to have been there. We had the opportunity this past weekend to ride through a nativity scene. And it really just puts it into play when you see a live nativity scene and the animals are there. And you know, you begin to think about, wow, what a majestic, glorious moment to have been there when the King of Peace was born. You
I
know,
can imagine.
everything just stood still. It wasn't no chaos. It wasn't no violence.
That's right.
And you know, it just makes me excited and get all pumped up because it reminds me of what's coming for us as believers in the future. Heaven's going to be a majestic, glorious moment, and everything's going to stand still and just worship Him for an eternity.
That's awesome. I love that. I think what you just said about how just peace, standing still, and everything kind of stops in time. I think that's a great way to put it. And I think you're absolutely right. It's all about that. It's all about God's and his promise in that moment, and everything else just kind of fades away. So I think that's a great way to put it.
And you know, the great thing about Christmas time, you always see there's people out there and they're giving acts of love, kindness. But what if we actually took time and showed Christ every day instead of just Christmas time, you know?
Right.
I mean, Christ was love. He loved us so much that he gave himself for us.
Yes.
And you know, one thing that I ask a lot of people is, are we willing to give ourselves for them? You know, we got to be willing to help others. And you know, your ministry, I've listened to several songs of yours, And I can tell your compassion about what you do, and you really love worshiping God. And one of the coolest things I love that we're going to talk about in just a minute is your unique version of Lord of the Dance. You've got to tell us about this song.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. Yes, that's one of my favorite songs of all time, and I got to perform that with my sister. There's a recording called "Lord of the Dance" by Lei Sorelli, and you know, whoever wrote that song, I'm forgetting the name of the person that wrote it. Really, just dialed in to the whole life of Jesus from beginning to end. I mean, in one song. Just kind of wrapped it up in a real dramatic, awesome way, and there's this one part where it says something like, "They brought me down, they cut me down, and I leapt up high. I am the life that will never, never die." And it's such a triumphant lyric because you're talking about you can kill Jesus all day long, but he's not gonna stay
Come on
in
now.
the ground.
That's right.
He's going to come back, and he's going to come back strong, and we're going to go with him. And it's such a powerful song. And on top of that, the melody is so beautiful, and it's just so well written. So it was a privilege for me to be able to sing that and to create an arrangement of that with my sister, Ashley.
What made you particularly pick that song and make such a unique arrangement?
You know, I think it's just one of those songs that I've loved all my life, and I've been waiting for an opportunity and the right time to perform it and to create an arrangement. And finally, an opportunity came a few years ago. I think it was 3 or 4 years ago. And man, I jumped on it and I was like, let's do this. And having my sister involved, where she could add in her beautiful harmonies and we could do a duet version of it, just made it even better. And so, and of course, it was also rooted in the fact that I have a relationship with Christ, and I wanted to highlight a song like that.
And I remember the first time I heard that song. It was in the Methodist church, and it's in the hymn book, is the cool thing.
Yes.
And I remember, it what a wonderful lyric, like you said. I mean, a perfect storyline that you can actually sit there and just see the images in your head. It's amazing.
It really is. Yeah, it's one of those songs that kind of just soars above the rest and it stands out. It's amazing.
So, as 2023 approaches, what's some musical goals that you have for this next year?
Well, one of my biggest music goals that I'm going to focus on is releasing a full Christmas album next season. So I've released two singles this season. Auld Lang Syne and The Friendly Beasts. And next season, it's going to be at least a 10 song album, maybe 12 or something like that. But that way, I'll be able to maybe set up a little tour and do some concerts and have a great time sharing Christmas music with people. Besides Christmas time, I think I'm going to write some new music. I think I'm just going to kind of take some time and write some songs and see where that goes. I'm also a worship leader at a church in Midland, Texas now, and so that I'd spend some time doing that. I might even write some songs with some band members at my church.
That is amazing. So, do you have any special things that you're doing to close out the year 2022?
Family. And I've been doing a lot of singing. You know, the holidays, I get called a lot to sing at random things and private events, community concerts, things like that, church events. So I stay real busy during the holidays. Love it though. I love to sing Christmas music. I love to collaborate with other people. I love to go to worship on Christmas Eve. And I love to spend time with my family. And that's what I'm going to be doing for the next couple weeks.
Well, Erica Lane, thank you so much for the opportunity to interview you and to have you as a special guest. I look forward to the opportunity to having you back. Tell folks how they can find your music and more about you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. My website is ericalane.com. That's ericalane.com. They can also find me on social media, Facebook, Erica Lane Music, Instagram is Erica Lane Music, and YouTube is Erica Lane Official. And then they can find my music anywhere that they buy music. So if you have an Apple Music account or Spotify or Amazon, it's on all of those. My music is everywhere digitally.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. God bless you, and I look forward to the next time we can talk again.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate it. It was a privilege.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.